Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Animac here from Anime Uproar. Welcome to another episode of the Rant Cafe Anime Podcast. We just keep going with these podcasts, man. We keep
Look at
going.
Us. Who would have thought?
Look at us go. Got
my co-host here, Truckin' Briggs.
Truckin' Briggs.
Truckin' Briggs. What up, boys?
Hi.
And we also got a special guest today, Kizui.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Kizui.
Thank you so much for having me.
I don't think you've been on Rant Cafe before, but we do know each other, right?
Yeah.
Apparently they played Among Us once.
Yeah, we played Among Us.
Animec has a $7,000 PC to play Among Us.
To play Among Us, yeah.
And to not edit his own videos.
Literally!
He's the real Chad, honestly.
It's all about Asian empires and recording audio. Am I right, Anime?
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. Podcasting is a hard work, and you got to have a right PC for it.
Of course.
Yeah. Welcome, Kizui. Pleasure to have you. Kizui is also a VTuber, content creator, and singer as well.
Yeah, Kizui, why don't you introduce yourself and let us know what you do?
Of course. So, I'm a VTuber and a V-singer. I've been diving into a lot of, like, cover songs and want to get into making, like, original songs in the future. But, and also doing some ASMR, too. That's one of my future things that I would like to pursue. But, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. I see a lot of people are doing ASMR now, including a lot of VTubers.
Yeah, definitely not like lewd ASMR, but like more wholesome. Wholesome, like
so
role
comfy.
Play stuff.
It's very comfy.
What's lewd ASMR? I don't know what that is.
I feel like it depends on the person, but like ear licking stuff. I don't know. That's something that I like. Maybe down the line, but like for like right now, I'm like
definitely not something I've ever heard of.
Of course.
Briggs, shut your mouth.
I've never seen the Rant Cafe account. the Twitch homepage is definitely interesting to say the least. I don't know who it is.
Get exposed.
Many of us have access to it. It could be me. It could be Gozen. Could be Anime. Could be Nux. Definitely Animac.
Okay. Let's be honest.
To be fair, I have.
Although I subbed to Amaranth before stream, so maybe it's me.
Yeah, I will be. To be
I
fair,
I accidentally closed out of my VTube studio. Don't worry about it. I'm restarting.
I am cleansing myself from such things and embracing only spiritual pureness. I'm trying to move away from hedonism, guys. So no more lewd ASMR or anything like that for me, okay? I have turned over a new leaf. You will see the recommendations now are just like Christian channels.
Not in my Christian Minecraft server. We don't do this. But also, Amaranth is the exception, okay? I will say.
Amaranth is the exception. Thank you.
And I'm only half joking because I actually do love Christian VTuber. What's her name? Sister something?
Oh, God.
Sister? Sister?
So there's a Christian VTuber?
Yes. I'll just look it up now because I'm subbed.
Oh, God.
Is there anything lewd about her character, Mom?
No. Sister Abigail.
I don't believe it. I don't fucking believe it.
Prayers from Abigail. 100%. I learned about her in chat on our Rant Cafe chats. She is a Christian, wholesome VTuber. No lewd, nothing. Reads the Bible.
I don't believe you.
Hangs out. And yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
Send over the sauce.
Prayers from Abigail.
Send the sauce because I genuinely don't believe you.
Prayers from Abigail. Okay, I'll go ahead and look her up. I'm curious now.
I think my brain is too small to properly pronounce your name. Kizui? Is that how I should pronounce it?
Oh, yeah. You could. Okay. So you could pronounce it as Kizui or Kizu.
Kizui
either
or.
Yeah, so.
Well, you have probably the most wholesome VTuber model I've ever seen. So.
Oh, thank you.
And it is super, super cute. I love it.
Thank you. This is one of the most recent outfits, but yeah.
So apparently we're an anime podcast. Kizui, have you been watching any anime lately? Do you have any favorites? Animec doesn't watch any anymore.
Wait, you don't watch Annie anymore?
No, he still does.
No, I do.
Not enough for us to do a podcast.
The AnnieTuber does it.
I finally, because you guys don't want to go in depth on the anime that I like go in depth on the channel, so it's like
we can only talk about Gurren Lagann for so long, Animac.
No. I
don't care about MHA or Black Clover.
I finally started watching Edgerunners. I'm on episode 3.
Oh, hell yeah!
I don't know why I haven't done this earlier. Like, I love Cyberpunk. I love not the game because I'm not a gamer, but like the genre. And I love Trigger. So I don't know why. Like, so far it's really good.
It's
I'm so surprised you didn't watch it when it like first came out and all the hype was happening.
Yeah, I know, because I'm such a contrarian. It's like
know,
it's when crazy. All the hype for that is going on, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch House of the Dragon or something. Like, I'm just so weird like that. I don't know.
He's an elitist. I see how it is.
He is an elitist. Thank you. Somebody else besides me is finally saying it.
I am, but like, that's a good thing. Because
are you sure about that?
The elite.
Are you sure?
Explain.
The elite are elite for a reason. The elite are elite are for a reason. That's the whole point.
Yeah. The podcast became bad at one point. When it was Nux and Adam both being elitists on either side of me, it was tough.
That's rough.
No, but here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. So far, I'm definitely liking Edgerunners more than Arcane. And I think I'm going to end up liking it a lot more than Arcane.
Uh-oh.
And then we're going to have this whole conversation about how people dick ride Arcane and say it's so
Arcane's
good when
so
it's
better.
Just good.
I have watched Arcane twice, and it is genuinely...
It's like the ReZero thing again. It's the ReZero thing again. It's like a good show that people overblow and overhype, and I don't understand why.
I don't think so. Like, genuinely... Edgerunners is good, but... Okay, I like the way Val Thor put it. Edgerunners is good, but Arcane hits different.
I was gonna say, like, what... Animec, what are you on, huh? Like, what do you mean? Wait, are you saying that Arcane is mid? Is
no,
that
no,
what
I'm
saying?
Saying Arcane is like a... To me, Arcane is like an 8.5 out of 10. But it's not a 10 out of 10. And people act like it's a 10 out of 10.
Nobody's saying it's a 10 out of 10 except...
Nothing's a 10 out of 10. I'm saying it's a 10 out of 10.
Okay, Kizui's saying it's a 10 out of 10.
Okay, exactly.
But
so I win. My point was proven.
All right, your point.
It's still a very, but it doesn't mean that her opinion is invalid in the sense of saying that it's a great fucking show, or that it's preferred over.
Well, I never said it's invalid. I'm just saying that my opinion is that it's 8.5 out of 10, really good show, but not the kind of show where it's like, yo, this changed my life, bro. And people act like this changed my. It's like, wow, a Western cartoon that doesn't suck. Holy crap! Let's all be amazed.
Because there's so much crap. Good character development, good character relationships, and psychology and all that. I nothing's perfect. Obviously, like there's some characters I just don't care about, or maybe weren't fleshed out, or didn't have like time to shine, or were annoying. So that's why I say nothing's perfect. But for me, like. I think something, if it's 8.5 or 9 out of 10, it deserves to be hyped the fuck up. Unlike Chainsaw Man, that's more like a 7 out of 10 currently.
I kind of agree with that. I haven't seen all of
Chainsaw Man
but...
No, it's not bad.
And I think with what was teased for the future, it'll probably get much better and I'll get more engaged and end up liking it more. I think the hype for Arcane almost matches its quality. Well, the hype for other shows in anime just usually don't.
And to
the
be fair, I'm only on episode 3 of Edgerunners, so sure. I think it was a really strong start, but I'm not saying 100% I'm going to like it more, but it's just, even though I like steampunk...
It has a strong finish. It has a very strong finish, too.
In general, which I would say Arcane is steampunk, I also do like cyberpunk, and I just... We'll see. It'll be an interesting comparison.
I have a feeling that you're going to enjoy it. I genuinely think you're going to really enjoy it. I want to watch it again, personally. I've only watched it once, and it was back in, I want to say, October. And I genuinely want to, like, get another watch through.
Yeah, and, like it's been a really strong start in terms of, like, the world building and the kind of, like, the characters and the conflicts that happen, like, right away. You're just like, whoa. And, like, I've been exposed to a lot of other cyberpunk media before, so I'm not new to this. Like, obviously, you know, you have the psychopaths and all this other stuff, and I also even read novels by like William Gibson, so it's not new to me. I like sci-fi, and it feels you know, it's not like a, it's not just like some kind of like a Sword Art Online type take on it where it's very mainstream. I feel like it's a, how would you say, like an authentic presentation of the genre. So I think it has a lot of potential.
I haven't seen it yet, admittedly. So I guess, like, I don't know how Arcane would compare to Cyberpunk, so I really can't say much about that. I don't think it does. Oh, you don't think it does?
I don't think it's a fair comparison because one of them, it's like, I don't consider Arcane to be an anime.
No, it's technically not,
series.
But I mean, you can
it's
still
an
compare
animated
to
series.
You can still compare
it's an
to
animated
quality.
Series.
Yeah, I think
it's
you can
still
compare
very
it.
Okay, but it's still like it's one of those things for me. Like the animation style is very different.
True.
You have You have Studio Trigger's 2D.
Then again,
stuff.
I think you can compare a slice of life to like Naruto. So
yeah.
true. Like
so, we're definitely two extremes.
Yeah,
I just want to quickly say that if you are already loving episode 1 through 3. Message me after 5, 6, and 7, because that's when I fell in love.
Like, okay. I was gonna say I was like, I want to hear your opinions at, like when you're in the middle of it, because it's I genuinely think he's gonna enjoy it.
I think he's gonna love it, and then I don't know how he's gonna feel about the ending.
He might love.
Is it?
It's probably gonna be like, oh, it's so deep, man.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna be like,
he's gonna be analyzing it philosophically. We know this by now.
Okay, so next week's episode is going to be me analyzing philosophically. Edgerunners.
Have you done an Edgerunners virgin?
I think we did.
I think they did, yeah.
Because we watch anime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When Briggs says Mob Psycho is a slice of life, right? Was that his?
No, that's Nux, actually.
Oh, that was Nux.
Oh, Nux says
that? That's Nux that says it's a slice of life. It's a slice of Mom's life.
Yeah, everything is a slice of life on that damn.
Everything is a slice of life.
Yo, One Piece is my favorite slice of life.
Yo, it's just a, it's just a slice of Guts' life. You know?
Wait, no.
Low-key, though, I think, like, I really want the One Piece live action to slap so that I could say it's my favorite, like a real-life show and anime.
And anime.
And manga. And
that's
then,
right.
Have you guys seen the noodle commercial? The noodles commercial where it's like a high school?
Oh my god.
No, I haven't.
A high school One Piece setting?
Yes!
Reality.
I've seen the commercial! Dude, I was like, damn, that's actually kind of hot. Like, sheesh.
Yeah, it's really, it was like the animation was gorgeous, the art style was gorgeous, it looked a lot of fun. If they made that and it could become my favorite slice of life, like romance anime, that'd be the.
Yeah.
One Piece just take over the world, please.
No, so I just recently started doing MMA, right? And I'm like really excited about it. Your girl needs some fighting skills and discipline in her life. But one of the coaches, I like walk in and like one of the coaches, because I'm wearing like a hidden Demon Slayer hoodie, you know? Like you wouldn't, Demon Slayer fans would know it's a Demon Slayer hoodie.
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, you like Demon Slayer? I was like, yeah, it's good. And then he was like, oh, my favorite anime is One Piece, but like no one here has seen it. And I'm like, well, I've seen over 800 episodes, but I'm stuck at Whole Cake because Big Mom. I don't know. I just think One Piece, like, it's becoming more and more mainstream.
It is.
What I'm getting at.
You see all these streamers that are like currently reading and watching it. I'm so surprised because for the longest time there was just like this like stigma, like it's impossible to get into. There's already 1,000 chapters. Also, do you read or watch? Excuse me.
I watch.
That's okay. I mean, that's fine.
I know you guys
own.
Say that like the manga is what's really good, but I don't know. I just like seeing things animated. I don't read a whole lot of manga. Like the only manga I've read like front to back pretty much would be like The Promised Neverland and Dr. Stone. So and The Promised Neverland anime was as you guys know a time.
It was great for season one.
First season was so good, man.
First season, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Second season,
it's true. They like left out a whole, like one of, I'd argue like one of the best arcs. like in the story overall. They just like skipped over it. And I'm,
they went anime. They went anime only.
I don't know.
They went anime only for the ending too.
Yeah, I heard. I loved season one so much. I said this before, but like I was watching it weekly, and like when the episode would end, it would be so intense. I would be like, "Yo, Gozen, did you see this shit? This is crazy." Like that's it's not often that someone who's watched as much anime as me is like, "Oh wow, this is like something I need to talk about." You know, I need to talk about this shit. Like even not just on a podcast, but in real life. But yeah. It was that intense. Like it was such a great thriller. And then the second season starts, and I'm like four episodes in, five episodes in, I'm like, what's going on? And then I look it up, and everyone's like, this is the worst shit ever. I'm like, oh, they're not following the manga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like a lot of anime end up doing that as well. But like for The Promised Neverland, it's like, no, you need to follow the manga. Because like a lot of like things like that don't make sense end up making sense. Yeah. And like it's just I don't know, I don't like how they revealed some things, how they did some things, and it was just like a really big disappointment. So I'm scared for some anime adaptations. Like and honestly, like,
Promised Neverland manga isn't even that Tokyo long Ghoul. Right
wasn't it yeah. done too, like they don't even have an excuse that it's like, oh, we caught up and had to do an anime original ending.
No, but they like, just wanted to do it because
they
some
just
people
decided,
were
let's skip and do an anime original ending. Like, why?
I think
the community consensus was they didn't like the ending of the manga.
I think I haven't read the ending, but I was like literally a couple chapters away from it. So I don't know how it ends, but I know that like the community was like, yeah, no, like this isn't it, fam. So yeah. Maybe that was like something they decided, like why they decided to change the anime, but like the way they did it is just so
the way
poorly.
They did it was just worse.
Yeah,
it's like one it's, of those things where it was a bad ending and they made it worse instead of fixing the problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's not that surprising coming.
I
from
wonder
like
what they're gonna do with Attack on Titan.
I am.
Yeah. Oh God.
I wonder
I'm
too.
Scared. I'm so scared for Attack on Titan when the final season part 5 part 7 part whatever,
yeah right
whenever it actually does finally end. I'm scared. I really
they're drawing
it
out so much. It's like I don't know, are they doing it because they're gonna actually try to improve upon the manga ending, or are they just milking it, or like what, or are they gonna at least expand on the ending and make it better in that way?
Part of me thinks that when they changed studios, they thought they were only going to have the budget or get like the rights for like one season, so they called it the final season, and they're like, oh, fucked up, boys, because we gotta prove to keep this thing going.
They never realized.
That's just my theory.
I think it was just a marketing brain.
Marketing, yeah.
Like, let's just call it the final season.
So more
people get excited and talk about it and try to watch it.
But now they
and
have then, like four.
And then it just kept getting split up into. They didn't know. Because I think at the time,
they kept
like,
getting
the
more.
Manga was still like airing, like still coming out.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like, oh, the manga's just never ending. We thought it was going to end soon.
Whoops.
But you know what? We'll call every season the final season.
Yeah, so there's going to be. So far, there's going to be four parts to the final season, unless there's more.
We need more. Yep. More parts. More final seasons. Am I right, boys?
More final seasons.
Bro. I just think that Attack on Titan should never end, honestly. It should just keep going. Honestly. I don't know.
Dude, I'm so excited. I gotta...
Piece, the thing that matters.
Okay.
Like, I didn't get to dive into you being an anime watcher, which is completely fine, by the way. I mean, you just have to have a little bit more patience with like the pacing.
Yeah.
Other than that, like there's some pros to the anime. Like you get to see the movement and the fight scenes and the music and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But Whole Cake's so good. I love Whole Cake.
It's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what it is about it. I just don't like Big Mom as a villain. Like, she grosses me out in every single way. Like, she's annoying. And like every single time like she's on screen, like I understand that like I really like the situation with Sanji and like his backstory. I think that was really nice. And also like the opening for Whole Cake. Like
solid.
Yeah, it's so Hope is so good. Like I love it so much. But like at the same time, it's just I'm like right before the Katakuri fight too. So like I feel like I really say anything. I know.
You push through like the slower parts in the beginning and you push through it all. You're there.
You're right there.
Please. You're in the promised land.
Just keep going.
I'm right before. Wanda,
also, if you ever watch the ever watch the dub, our good friend Alpha Anarchy voices Katakuri.
Maybe a hot take, but I like Whole Cake better than Wano.
Huh?
Wow.
Are you
serious? I actually really like Whole Cake. I liked Whole Cake quite a bit. Like, I loved Sanji's backstory. I loved Pudding. I think Pudding was a really good character.
Pudding's cool. I do like Pudding. Mm.
Like, don't get me wrong, the aesthetic of Wano's cooler, Odin's back. Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about anything else. Backstories.
it's okay. Backstories like, are cool. Just don't reveal the big details, you know? I don't know about anyone in chat, but... Yeah, I don't know. Why do you like Whole Cake more than...
I was gonna say, what's the
reason? I'm curious. Yeah, like, what is this?
I'm a very character-driven person, so when you get to see Sanji's backstory and Big Mom's backstory and have, like, everything come to, like... There's, like, a lot of emotional stuff going on between Sanji and Luffy, and I love that about One Piece. Mm-hmm. While with Wano, not to get into spoilers, I feel like the villain's just badass.
Like, that's their only kind of characterization.
There were some deeper things with him that just weren't explored as much as I would have liked. And it was just like cool moments and reveals, but not to the same like emotional level as Whole Cake. And that's what I love about One Piece. I
was gonna say that I feel like that makes sense coming from you, just knowing how like the shows that you watch and that are in your like top five or top ten, whatever. Like that makes so much sense for like with that explanation. As the second that you're like, I'm more of a character driven, I was like, I know where he's going with this. It makes so much sense.
And Sanji's my favorite character, so
yeah. I was like, Sanji's the boy.
My next question was like, is Sanji's like backstory, you think, like, is that like your favorite backstory out of like the Straw Hats, or like I don't know.
It's tough because he has two good backstories and he's such a fleshed out character, but like there's still other ones that may have like emotionally hit me harder, or like, I don't know. There's so many like great backstories in One Piece. But yeah, I think I'd have to go with Sanji's.
Couple people.
Brooks is pretty sad though, man.
Brooks is so sad. Oh my god.
Brooke has some funny ass moments in Whole Cake as well, guys.
Brooke is hilarious.
I love Brooke. Brooke is the goat in Whole Cake. Or was it Whole Cake? I don't know if it was Whole Cake.
I think it was technically Whole Cake.
Okay.
Yeah, he does some stuff in Whole Cake. He like sneaks in, right?
He comes in clutch. He was like right under Big Mom's nose. I just don't know what she's seen yet, so I'm scared to like say it. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I will say
I've seen everything right before Katakuri. So
okay.
Like that's what I will say. Like I just don't know like if anyone wants to be spoiled in chat, but I don't know how it works. So I don't know.
Yeah, One Piece is like the main thing that we don't usually spoil unless it's like we're talking about the very beginning of One Piece, and even then sometimes we tread lightly.
Yeah, I try to respect it just because I want everyone to get into One Piece. Mm-hmm. I love One Piece so much; it's my favorite. I think there's a lot of reveals with Wano. One more thing, Animax. Sorry, there's a lot of reveals with Wano that I feel like I've been looking forward to for a long time. That just like were just teased. Like I didn't get satisfaction. Post Wano, if anything, has been mind blowing, and I'm absolutely obsessed with post Wano right now. But Wano itself was other than a couple moments and reveals, I was a little underwhelmed.
Yeah,
Wano's over.
Oh yeah.
In the manga. They read it. I'm anime only.
Yeah. So, Briggs, I think the thing with Wano is it was very long. It dragged out. And there was such a gigantic cast of characters that if you're a character-driven person and you, it's impossible to develop all of them to such an extent, right? Whereas even though Whole Cake had a lot of characters, it was still less than Wano by a wide margin, right?
I also liked a lot of the characters in Whole Cake, where it's like, I don't remember exactly their name, like Katakuri and like his sister. Like you'd think that person would be a hateable character. I don't remember their name, but I actually ended up liking
the hot giant one.
No, the brutal ugly
mirror one. Like,
Brûlée,
Brûlée. I ended up actually liking her a lot by the end of it.
Is it Brûlée?
Someone in chat is
confirming brulee.
It should be brulee. Okay.
No, that's where I read it from. I didn't remember it myself.
Like, great, like, yeah. Relationships and emotional moments in Whole Cake.
Okay, and even, well.
Like, I don't know. I actually genuinely love Whole Cake so much. So whatever, like, people shit on it a lot. I'm always so surprised.
Okay, yeah. So I just tried to do something that I should not have done. I couldn't think of the name of Big Mom's daughter, the one that's like a giant and she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
So
oh,
I
no,
decided
smoothie.
It might be, but let me just tell you, I tried Googling the following words.
Oh God!
Hot,
I'm scared.
Hot giant Big Mom daughter. The results were not what I wanted. Let's just.
You
say.
Gotta put one piece at the end of that. You gotta
Everyone
put one
is saying
piece.
Smoothie. And wait, it just goes. Oh no.
Yeah.
Wait, even
bro.
It's smoothie. Yeah.
Bro, even poop muffins, your favorite wait,
poop
username
muffins.
Is in chat, and he's like, bro, come on.
I realized
I should
that,
have
like,
added mommy. One piece.
No, but like, even if you add one piece after that, it'll probably just like put them in a one piece like swimsuit, like not
God.
Like the anime. So you'd have to put like one piece anime probably.
Literally,
so you just
did you get some giantess Schmentai stuff?
Oh, it was all like
oh, Lord.
Pornhub and X video, yeah.
Oh my God!
I didn't click, but it was just I saw the results.
Dude, Gozen's gonna look at it. Are you on Gozen's computer right now?
It's
PC
a shared computer.
Okay, whatever. Gozen's gonna go on to Google the next time he uses the PC and be like, what the fuck was he looking up?
It's part of my work. This is my job, okay? This is my job, this
yeah.
podcast.
He has no chill.
Big Mom, hot giantess Big Mom daughter.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
That's,
oh Lord.
It's called SEO, you know? It's part of
no!
work.
No!
Part of the job,
SEO.
Guys. I'm sorry.
Stare. I'm staring.
Search
I'm staring
engine optimization.
At judgmentally.
Oh my Lord.
I'm about
you
to
guys.
Put Gozen in this server to be like, I'm so sorry for your search history.
Oh man. I used to like be in love with Luffy when I was younger, when I was doing my first watch through, like I literally like told myself like if Luffy was real, I would literally like do anything he told me to do, like that, like
you were like telling people that you're dating Luffy in real life.
No, okay, not that cringe. Like, it's cringy, but like that, it's not that cringe.
It's
okay, like
most kids are like, oh yeah, I have a girlfriend in Canada. You're like, yeah, I have a boyfriend in One Piece. He's on the Grand Line right
yeah,
now, bitch.
I have a boyfriend. He's just busy.
Just busy. Yes.
He can't come to Thanksgiving. There's a good reason. I promise.
He's in the new world, Mom.
God, I so, hate it here.
Have you guys seen some of the news about the One Piece live action? So it's confirmed for 2023. We got like some poster art, like teaser thing. And,
I saw that.
The characters look super cool, and like the outfits and designs look like so good. But Luffy was wearing shoes instead of like sandals.
Sandals.
And the community
oh, no.
was
wait,
like,
what? Are you serious?
The community yeah. was quite upset.
That he was wearing shoes.
Which I mean, it's a fair complaint. You know, you could complain yeah. about something, but the extent that they were upset, I'm like, at the end of the day, like, it's not going to change the fucking story.
It's not. It's really not.
I'm conflicted.
And, like, it isn't.
I'm conflicted because I always, when we were reading the mangas, I was complaining. Like, this is not realistic for him to be wearing these flimsy ass sandals while fighting people.
I mean,
clearly,
that makes
Animac,
sense. But...
It's the symbolism, the freedom of his toes
symbolism.
To breathe.
Are
the same
of
his
don't
goal.
Talk about
be
toes.
Barefoot, my dude.
The same of his goal to be free.
Oh, yeah,
he
don't talk about toes in front
earth.
Of Truck Chan. Oh, no.
Don't fucking talk about the biggies in front of
Even
me,
though
bro.
She posted a picture of her feet at the theater the other day, but you know.
Okay, listen.
Oh,
it's the only.
That's
I didn't
fine.
Post a picture of my feet. It was mostly of the popcorn and the screen, and I happen to live near one of those like luxury movie theaters that have like the recliners. So the only reason that my feet were even in the frame was because they were on a recliner.
Don't tell me. Tell the people at WikiFeet.
Lord.
Shut
up. Yeah, I was gonna say,
up.
Wait, what is it
I
called?
I don't have a wiki feed. What do you mean? Unless you submitted
have
something
you checked?
For me, and then I'm terrified. I'm scared. I don't want to be anywhere.
I haven't yet, but you are giving me ideas.
No!
I mean, it's inevitable. Like,
leave
if you,
my biggies
I feel
alone.
Like the bigger you get on the internet, you're like someone's gonna post them on there.
Yeah.
Okay, can
yeah.
you not call them biggies?
I will say
I bet
really
you wear
funny.
Like a size 5.
I
look
do.
At those shoes.
I do wear like a size 5, 5.5. Leave me alone.
Just for the wiki feet.
5.
You actually just called out my fucking shoe size. How do you know?
He's your
How
dad.
How did you know?
Well, because I'm your dad, so I buy you Christmas gifts.
Ayo.
I just threw in like the smallest number I think would be realistic for an adult human.
Yeah, it's like a 5, 5.5. Shoes.
Yeah, Tichon can
That's
fit
where
in your pocket.
I'm at,
yeah.
Actually,
I can actually fit. I'm pocket sized.
Do you have to go
Wait,
to
a five,
5.5
women's shoe? Yeah,
yeah, women's.
Do you have
which
to go
like
to like
it, which is like a 3, 3.5 men's because a
Dude,
6
my,
is a 4.
My foot is double yours.
I have big feet.
I wear size 12.
Holy
oh
fuck.
Lord.
What the fuck?
Some gigantic
yeah.
toes, too.
Homeboy got jeebus.
Humong toes. Oh lord. Do you have to go to, like, Nike Kids to get your shoes then? Is that.
Maybe.
I'm not gonna lie. I usually just order 6s and suffer.
And suffer? Do your shoes, like, fall off like while
no,
you're
no. So usually it's just they're
toes.
A little bit too so it's usually just that they're like slightly too long. They can usually be tight enough but they're just slightly too long. So I have a little bit of extra like, wiggle room in the toes.
Yeah, you got to let them breathe, you know.
Yeah, but it's a little bit too much wiggle room on the six. It's like, you know, these definitely don't fully fit my feet, but I can get away with it.
I just want everyone to thank me for turning this conversation into truck chase.
I was
going to
say, why
Fuck
are we talking
you.
About feet?
I genuinely hate this. Why?
Because. Because you hate
feet.
It. Don't you know how rank of feet works?
Why are you so fixated on feet? I don't get it, Animac.
If I said anything that
not?
I dislike,
now.
All Briggs and Nox would do is talk about it. So that's how the rank of feet works.
That's how it be here at Rank Cafe.
You know what?
But, fun fact, apparently one of Oda's initial complaints when like reviewing like the live action was like, hey, why does Luffy have shoes on? Straight up.
Are you
why
serious?
Does Luffy have shoes?
I'm technically not even allowed to say this because I heard it from someone who like was working on this. So it's like,
yep.
Whatever. But like, literally Oda complained about it and he's like, yeah, no, it's just Netflix policy because Luffy's going to be doing flips and jumps and kicks
he
and
can't,
stuff.
He can't be, like, the stunt guy can't really be doing that in flip-flops.
Yeah, and they're not gonna CGI, like, impose, like, flip-flops on him for the entire series.
Is Luffy gonna sell out? Like, is he gonna have some, like, brand partnership? Like, is
oh
he gonna
God,
have,
I
like,
hope not.
Adidas shoes?
He's got, like, Adidas logos on. That would be terrible. That would genuinely be so horrible.
I'm just trying to picture Luffy with shoes, and it's like, it's not even his character, man. But like, I mean, it isn't like a big
imagine he has
thing,
Tim's on,
but
like boots,
like shorts and boots.
Luffy's like, Canadian? Question mark.
On.
Canadian Luffy, we love that.
I will give it a chance.
Oh, yeah, but I want to be the king of the pirates.
But I'm still pretty skeptical. Kinmano!
Thanks for the 5-tier-1 subs, dude!
Also, Hooky Wookie, I think, gave 1,000 magical crystals earlier.
He did!
My inspiration to be king of the pirates was Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
I couldn't even get through the fucking sentence.
Wayne Gretzky. Nani. Who is this?
Someone speaking my dialect? Scuddy.
Oh, Lord.
Ayo? Also, anybody got a throne to link for Scuddy? Scuddy is basically known as the throne raider. I actually thanks to Scuddy, your girl got a VIP offer from Throne.
Daddy? Sugar Daddy?
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
Hey, yo. Okay. You could check out my throne anytime, Scuddy.
He is Sugar Daddy. He is Sugar Daddy.
I'll be right Scuddy. Back. Someone keeps on ringing my fucking doorbell.
Okay, Briggs, no worries. We'll keep talking about Throne Sugar Daddies. So for those of you who don't know, Throne is a website where people can, like, crowdfund gifts for you, and then they'll send it to you so no one knows your address. It's just kind of like...
It is basically a creator-safe Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give any of your information out. It's just another way for people to support their streamers by giving them trinkets, requesting very cursed shit, like, oh, I still have this 2-foot chicken over here.
Yeah, that's not even the curse. That's not even the most cursed thing you got by a mile.
Oh no, I can't talk about the most cursed. I literally can't talk about the most cursed thing that I got sent. All right, you're going back in the corner.
I love that.
I literally can't talk about that on stream. But at the same time, I also got the Scuddy knows he's the one that bought it. You little shit. But I also got, like, a lot of really cool things. Like, I got merch from this one store, and they kept sending me, like, thank you cards for buying their stuff. And I'm like, but I didn't spend any money. I feel bad. But also, like, I love your merch. Like, I got, like, 2 free stickers when I got, like, I think I got 3 or 4 packages from this one, one company. I was like, I love your merch. That's beautiful. But yeah, Throne basically sent me a thing where, like, hey, VIP onboarding, how was your Valorant stream the other day? We want to work with you. I'm like, oh!
Hey!
Cool!
Nice!
So, might be the drunk car wars and other thing. Shut up. Everybody knows what the other thing is. If you were there, you were there. If you were not there, you do not know what it is. It's fine.
We don't also talk
sends,
about.
Also, Sens and I now have matching necklaces.
Aww.
It's kind of so adorable. Cute. It's cute, but not very say so.
Oh. Oh, lovely.
Wait, let me.
How is a necklace not say so?
Because it's like one of those like collared type chokers. Like it looks like a collared shirt, which is really cool. And like that's really cool and everything, right? But here's the not say so part. There is a leash attachment.
Oh, lovely.
It's very cute. I'm not gonna lie. It looks very cool.
No, it's very you IRL, sadly.
It's very me IRL. But
okay.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Chichon is one of those Hot Topic kids IRL.
I fucking hate you.
She's a mall goth, you know?
I am
like...
a mall goth. No! Mall goth? That's even worse.
Yeah, she's not even a goth, she's emo.
I am just a regular goth chick, leave me alone. I'm like a comfy goth. That's what I like to
listen,
consider
goths
myself.
I got black hair and black stuff. You have turquoise hair. You're an emo. Emo. Okay. I don't want neo goth.
I am goth is goth. Emo is emo. Listen, that reminds me, I have some toilet paper with your fucking name on it. It says shit, you're 40.
Nice.
This is, holy shit, you're 40. I gotta send it to you. Anyway.
What?
I'm not
Why?
Kidding.
That
because...
was so uncalled for. Like, why?
No, girl. This is just anime. This is just Animaniacanized dynamic.
I know. I know. I'm just. I'm shook. I'm shooketh. Still using the boomer terms.
Okay, but to be fair. Would you rather hear the term goth defined by somebody that actually fits within the community or like a dad?
You don't
it's
fit
like
within
meanings.
The goth community. You're
yes,
emo,
I do!
Okay? Goths have
stop gatekeeping, Anna.
Stop gatekeeping.
Goths
if
have their own thing.
You're
you stop diluting.
That's not.
Stop diluting.
That's only
gothness.
Loud for the ladies.
Wait. Hang on.
You're
hang
culturally
on,
appropriating gothness. Okay.
Don't even go there.
Goth people
all,
drink
I'm
a lot.
Sure that you're
they smoke. They do things that are bad for you. They...
Animac wasn't at my VR chat party. He does not know how sloshed I got. Oh, buddy. I drink a lot.
Goths are not former Twilight fans who now dye their hair
Twilight
bright
fan.
Colors, okay?
I never liked Twilight, ever, sure. actually.
What do you mean? It's okay.
I never liked Twilight. I never got into it. I read like a couple chapters of the book, and I was like, "This, I don't like it. It's not. I'm not into it. I was never into it."
But the movie, it's laughable. Yes,
the movie's hilarious now.
but it's also wholesome a little bit too. I do like it.
I just think it's very funny that now whenever they do like reshowings, there's always those TikToks of people in the movie theater. Everybody's just quoting it. Did you nickname my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh man,
I have no idea what I came into.
Well, basically,
it's okay. Keep it that way. You're good. No, just
Animax gatekeeping my own community that he's not even a part of.
You're not part of the goth community. Stop appropriating goths. You're emo.
I would never.
You're emo. You listen to My
Stop
Chemical Romance.
Stop telling me what I can and can't do. I haven't listened
That's
to
my
Mike
job.
In a long
That's
time.
That's my job. I'm your father.
It really does feel like this is like a daughter-dad moment.
It really
does. Like, he's, your relationship
he's literally
is,
telling
so
me.
Funny.
He's it, like, no, you're not this. You are this, and you're not this. That's literally the... Huh?
Listen here. Listen here, back in my day.
You don't even know who I am.
That's not goth.
Listen, just because the goth back in the day was literally all about trippy pants and like tiger striped like hair extensions and
the feathers and the hair.
The feathers and the hair, yeah, and all that. Yeah. Remember all that stuff? Yeah. Just because that's not common now does not mean there is definitely modern goth, comfy goth. There is a bunch of different categories.
Do you read the poetry
of
Lord Byron?
Huh? Of Lord Byron?
Yeah, if you don't read the poetry of Lord Byron, you're not goth. Okay, done.
I have an English degree. I don't know what that is. What's going on? Hold on.
Don't worry, Animax is 72 years old. You're fine.
Oh, Briggs. I gotta send you the picture of the roll of toilet paper that somebody sent me from Throne, and it says, "Holy shit, you're 40." And I'm pretty sure I accepted that as a gift and be like, "Yeah, I'll just accept that and send it to Animax."
Okay, cool. I accept your gift. Now, can you please show everyone a picture of the gift I sent you, thanks to Kyoko?
I will. It's the Daddy Cummies mug. Yep.
What is that?
So it's
is he really father of Mary Shelley?
If you've seen
Like, actually?
Yeah.
So if you've seen the mod, like the VTuber assets and whatnot, with like the sync
English
juice and a bunch of stuff.
Person.
Yeah, so Kyoku has basically made a bunch of like mugs and stuff, and the one that I got is Daddy Cummies. Originally, when Animec messaged me being like, "Hey, they want to send you this. They wanted to send me stuff, but I told them to send it to you instead," and I said, "Surprise me." I meant have her surprise me. And Animac took that as, I get to pick, or he gets to pick. And I would have felt so much better had this come directly from Kyoku, just as their option and their choice. I've been like, yo, that's fucking hilarious. But the second that he goes, "Are you sure you want me to have that power?" I was like, wait, what? Horrified.
Terrifying.
So it literally just says Daddy Cummies on it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What does this world come down to?
Cringe.
That's like kind of cringe though, actually.
It's kind of cringe, especially because he calls me, he straight up like says all the time, "I'm your dad."
No!
Which is really...
I'm out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out.
It goes well with the 3-foot plushie.
It does. Oh, Kizui, scroll up a little bit in general. You can see my giant dick.
Oh, wow.
But
very
it's cute.
Big.
It's cute.
Very
it has
large.
A cute little face on it.
Anyway,
so
Chuck-chan, are you done talking about your daddy issues? Can we get back to the podcast?
I thought we were ending the podcast.
Oh.
Just show everyone your mug.
We haven't done one more thing that we always do.
Yes.
Kizui, what would you like to talk about?
I should have
warned you that that's always a question.
Okay.
Don't warn them. That ruins the fun.
All right, my bad.
Oh my god. Now I'm like a thousand things racing through my mind. I'll just say who, what's everyone's, well, I feel like everyone already knows that, like, what everyone's, like, top five anime is. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what's your top five?
What's your top
five? So, Madoka Magica, nice. One Piece, nice. Mob Psycho. It's like a holy trinity. I don't know about four and five. I'll just say JoJo's and then Cardcaptor Sakura. But JoJo's solid. Is pretty high, yeah.
Those are all solid.
I like that. She's like... She's a Chad and a magical girl at the same time.
True.
So
get a girl who can do both.
That's a solid list.
Honestly, those first three are pretty based.
I love it. I love it.
Hell based. Yeah, let's based go. Based. I still haven't seen, like, is it the third season of Mob Psycho, though, that just came out?
Yes
third season.
I don't know if that's, like, I haven't heard anything about it. Like,
it's
good
really
or not.
Good. It's really good.
Is it really?
It's one of those. Okay, so here's the thing. Season 2 is still, like, one of the best things to ever happen. But they did a great job continuing on from that moment. I think.
I agree. Season 2 is the best.
Yes.
Season 2 is the best?
Yeah. But Season 3 is, like, still very fucking good.
Now,
like,
they did a good job, like, continuing on.
Oh, okay. So, like, it doesn't disappoint, basically.
No, it doesn't disappoint. It doesn't disappoint at all. Okay. It's very enjoyable.
I'm not a manga reader for Mob Psycho, but I heard that the manga is basically almost done or something, or like that the anime is like caught up to the manga or something.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anyone knows in chat, but I heard somewhere that basically the anime is out of material now.
I mean, there has been pretty consistent seasons, right?
That's true. I'm not certain if, like, I don't, because I tried looking for the Mob Psycho, like, manga, but I thought it was, like, the anime came first, but I'm pretty sure that's not accurate. I don't know. but yeah.
Super random, but did you guys hear about the software that keeps your eyes looking at the camera no matter where you look?
Eye tracker? Yeah.
Yeah.
Eye tracker?
I don't think it's eye tracker. It's like if I'm looking at my right monitor, they'll still have it looking at my camera. It's like a new software.
Do you mean like camera move?
I don't like that.
What?
Well, I thought you were talking about the thing that tracks where you're looking at. So when you're looking at boobs, everyone knows.
No.
No, it's different.
It's like an AI fill thing. Like it fills your eyes where like.
Oh, I hate that.
That just sounds creepy. Yeah.
I hate that.
That does
so much.
Sound creepy. What that, is
like that?
That
reminds
it's
me of
NVIDIA
like
NVIDIA broadcast. It's called.
Gross. I don't like.
I'm
it.
I'm trying to get it to work, but it's not working right now.
It's like something you connect to like your OBS.
Like, yeah, why would you make your eyes CGI, bro?
Well, for example, I feel like I have a problem where I have three monitors and a cell phone right in front of me, and for a podcast, all I have to do is talk. So I forget that I should be looking forward, and a lot of times I'm like on my phone. Continuing to talk or like looking at chat and stuff, and I'm just not actually looking straight. I think it'd actually be pretty cool to use.
Just use your VTuber model for the for the podcast.
I know if you're a VTuber model, you can do anything you want, and no one will know.
Well, no,
that's true.
I was like, technically, my phone is being occupied, but
yeah. But I mean, you know, little.
But like,
details.
There's other things. Like, it's like, yeah, there are a couple other things that you can always.
I just assume that most VTuber people they don't even wear clothes.
Bro, I'm not wearing pants right now.
I was gonna say, do you want to know how much of that subathon I was wearing pants? Very few days.
Little do you know.
Well, honestly, what other job can you just do pantsless? Like, it's pretty great.
Dude, you can't. The amount of times the. Dude, you can just get away with doing absolutely whatever behind here. It's great.
It's yeah.
It's the best fucking job. 2 days most. Honestly, factual, because it was literally the days that like I had to leave the house.
Yeah, because you had
in
other
the middle
stuff
of
going
it
on.
Because I had like it's like, oh, I have doctor's appointments in the like in January that I need to go to, but the subathon is still going. Hey guys, can you guys hop into Modcast? That's like those are the only days that I like wore pants.
Oh god.
That's so funny.
best bare assing
my secret lab shirt, dude. Same. I like, I know majority of like the clothes that I have are big oversized like t-shirts and hoodies, so I'm just cozy as fuck. They're basically dresses.
Is that a style choice? Like, you just comfortable in that and you like wearing those type of clothes, or is it just that nothing fits you?
No, I'm genuinely it is on purpose. Like, I have like I actually purposefully buy like men's large or extra large like hoodies.
It's like oversized stuff.
Is like to wear oversized. Inside the house, I assume. You don't go out like that?
No, I can go out with it sometimes.
So if you just look leggings. Like you're swimming in clothes.
No, not always. Not always. Sometimes there's a way to actually dress it up.
A wind blows and you're like literally flying through the air.
I mean, that's not factual, but okay.
Unless you're in the
game. I got a parachute on my back. It used to be a men's shirt.
No, all right, the only one that's kind of like that is like the one that I genuinely don't usually leave the house in, and that's my 5XL t-shirt that I got for a joke once.
Yeah, I don't even think we have that in Canada.
It's literally
5XL.
Yeah, like
It's not as easy to find like double, triple, quadruple XL here.
Yeah, like because I remember when I went to like the States to shop one time. Like, yeah, I was seeing like these like quadruple XL, 5XL, but you don't see that in Canadian stores. I can never
find anything in medium or large in the States.
Yeah, I'm in Canadian stores. I think like double XL is like the most.
That's because that's like it's weird. So like medium, I think medium is genuinely like the most like average size for like people in America and stuff, so it's like medium, like the medium and large sells out the like the quickest.
Actually, that kind of makes sense.
That's 100% what average. It is. Yeah,
it's very average. It's the most common.
So size. Maybe you guys are actually more like inclusive. While here, it's just like if you're double XL, it's like we might have shirt. You might have one shirt for you.
Yeah,
because it was. It's very rare literally... here that I go and it's like, oh, it's only double and triple XL left. It's like. They have plenty of mediums and larges. And then when I go to the States, I'm like, why is everything double XL? But it's probably just because medium and large sells out. That makes sense.
Or the stereotype of Americans all being overweight.
Well, maybe because they're a little bit more overweight, they have to be more inclusive and have everything, you know?
Yeah, there's like, there have been a lot of things where like, yes, people are trying to fix that, but there's also like, you know,
well, doing that in America nowadays is so hard because, like, everything we eat is, like, poisoning our bodies. Like,
it's terrible.
Like, and I'm not even saying that, just, like, it's just,
The fact that the, like, even the McDonald's menu is different in other countries versus here.
Because other countries have actual standards,
Yeah, and like it's not even just like, you know, comparing McDonald's to another restaurant. It's comparing the McDonald's chain in the US versus the EU, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there are some like ingredients that we use that are banned in other continents in other countries. Yeah, and I think it's terrible.
You should try to avoid like processed foods as much as possible,
It's also so much cheaper in the US. Like it's crazy.
It's much cheaper because it's easier access because it's all byproduct.
Yeah. It's also they market and like put prices depending on like the country that you're in as well. So it's like if there's a larger like lower class versus in another country where like maybe there's a larger middle class, they know they could have the prices higher, right? Yep.
Isn't that so terrible?
Yeah.
It's like the same with gas prices too. Like if you go into the city, they're like gas prices are more expensive, but like in the countryside it's like significantly cheaper.
I think it's all a scam, like the gas prices, because they're always talking about how there's like a war in the Middle East, so now the gas prices are high, and it's like, bro, it's not related. Like for example, like there was like a thing in Iran where there was like issues, and Iran is already like the US and North America in general and EU have sanctions on Iran already, so it's not like Iran is sending us their oil. So why would our oil prices be affected by Iran? Like I feel like they just need any excuse to raise the prices.
Going back,
would
to
you
the
believe
thing,
that like a Big Mac and like fries and a like what are like a combo is like $15 here?
Oh my god.
Like straight up, you're spending you can't get a combo for less than $10 for like anything.
I feel they've started doing that too here. Where it's it's like usually like $9 and change, and then after tax it's like $10, like over $10 for a combo. So
that's
actually,
that's not too different. I just remember it's like I was in
but Buffalo. They also have, I was gonna say, they have like the value stuff where it's like you can get like a McChicken and a small fry for $3.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe it's equalizing a little bit. I just remember being in the US once and like getting like 20 nuggets, a McChicken and thing. It was like this combo deal, and it was like $9.99, and I had like 20 nuggets, like a McChicken and a drink.
They have a lot of coupons and deals and stuff like that where you don't have to pay menu price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You can
in Canada,
get these big fucking thing. You can get like big like hauls of food for like $10 or less. It's stupid.
Yeah, in Canada we don't have that kind of coupon situation. So like if you have like those shows like extreme couponing and stuff, in Canada you don't have that because they don't have coupons like that.
I swear the only places I ever use coupons is like Burger King. They actually still do it, like the Whopper Wednesday, and it's not even good. But you know,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, they're not good.
I was gonna say, are you going to Burger King, please? You say you're not going to Burger King.
I Burger King, Burger King, because I just like it's like $2 or whatever.
Okay,
like,
whatever. You know what? I can't even be mad
$2
at that
for
though.
A
honestly,
it's like you know what? If it's $2, it's $2.
Whatever it actually ends up coming out to. I end up getting the combo and stuff. I swear it's like, I don't know if it's $2 or $4, but it's way cheaper than everything else.
Yeah,
and I usually go for a workout on Wednesdays, and then I go get a burger afterwards. It's like a little tradition.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Burger King at all, so I haven't been there in years. Like I'll go to sometimes to A&W or like Pita Pit, but that
I love Pita Land. Have you ever been to Pita Land?
Pita Land.
We're talking about Canadian places.
Pita Pit is like a healthier kind of option where like. They make you like a wrap with fresh vegetables. You pick, you know, what you want, and then they grill the chicken and stuff right in front of you, or whatever you want to get grilled. So yeah, it's like
I
healthier
love that.
Option.
I think I've spent at least a couple $1,000 at Pita Land.
Like, yeah, I've never heard of Pita Land, but you're like you live different in a different place. So you have more options.
Yeah. I was absolutely addicted to the shawarmas there for like years, and there was like a points card that was the biggest scam. Like every dollar you spend, you get like 1 point, and it costs like so many points to even like get anything. He's like, I finally used it and got myself a meal. He's like, I've never seen anyone use that here before.
It's like the thing is a complete scam, bro. How did you do it?
I did the math. It was literally like it was like $1,000 to get like $20 free or something. Like $20
of
points.
Oh my god!
A lot of people like shawarma, but I've tried it. I'm not a fan. I'm a bigger fan of souvlaki.
I've never tried both. Shawarma. Oh,
I've never tried it either. Like
I just remember,
way, guys.
I just okay. Hey, wait.
Fast food like McDonald's or like burgers for the rest of my life.
There's not a lot of places near me that even offer shawarma. Like
that's unfortunate.
There's not a lot of place. Like I'd have to drive I think maybe like 20-30 minutes to get to the city where there are more. Like
yeah, same here.
I literally had a shawarma last night and Monday.
You know what's huge now here? I know this is super relevant to our podcast topic in general, but
yeah.
Pho is a huge thing now here.
Pho?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I love
Fuzz,
yeah.
Like that Vietnamese soup, right?
Guy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't blame you, but like, it's like the best thing on.
It's so
the best
fresh.
Thing since sliced
so
bread,
good.
Man. Like,
I'm a pretty big fan. I tried this like spicy shrimp one, and it was really good.
Oh, have you ever had like a beef pho?
No, I don't really eat red meat, so that's why I don't eat beef.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I really like beef pho, personally. Like I've had
beef
chicken
it's my
as
fave
well,
too.
But
oh, how is the chicken?
It's good. It just tastes like I don't know. I feel like it tastes so normal when it's chicken, but with beef, it tastes more. I don't even know how to explain it. Like it tastes like I'm having like a chicken like soup when I have
chicken soup.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Well, the beef one just that's tastes like soup. It just goes really well with everything in it.
Does it taste more like a stew, maybe?
I don't know the proper terminology. I just
it right. Just tastes like meat. It yummy.
I have chicken soup a lot, and like it's like part of my diet that I have a chicken soup frequently. So when I go for pho, I'm having like a chicken soup. It's like, oh, It's so normal. It's like, I know there's not like fresh ingredients and vegetables in here and stuff. Mm.
Truck Chan, start doing food reviews.
Yeah.
On your screen.
I'll start doing some food ASMR.
Food ASMR. Yeah. Mukbang.
I probably wouldn't do food ASMR, but I would definitely do some food review.
All right, boys, we got to wrap it up. I got to go.
Yeah, okay. No, not a Kizui, problem.
Kizui, thank you for joining us. Where can we find you to check out your stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on Kizui VT everywhere. YouTube, Twitch, TikToks, the talks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley.
But thank you so much for having me.
Guys, check her out. She's pleasure. So freaking wholesome and so cute. Well, my best friends.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait, I forgot to mention just briefly. It's so funny because I knew Chuck for a long time that like when I first became a VTuber, she was like one of the first people I reached out to and said, I want to become a VTuber. Like this is before everything, remember that?
God, yes!
Yeah, I wanted to
so long ago. My heart is, like, exploding right now. I literally remember that so vividly. Oh,
now
my God.
Now look at us.
Look at us, both VTubers. It's crazy.
Now you're both VTubers, and Briggs is staring at his phone, and I'm not wearing
any
pants.
Yeah, sorry. Like, I know
Briggs
you guys
has
have
places to be, but still, thank you for reminding me of that, like, incredible story that I think of every so often, and it just makes me so happy.
You guys are so cute and wholesome, which doesn't belong on Rant Cafe.
Shut the fuck up.
Here we insult each other and rant. No, thank you guys.
Nah, here we insult you.
No, you shut up, Truck John. See you guys next week, and until next time, see you, Space Cowboys.
Bang.
Welcome to the
Ouch,
Mother Trucker.